Turn your Bible to Genesis chapter 12, the book of Genesis chapter 12. Normally I start off with a little something funny. I just have the thought of the day. How do you know without a shadow of a doubt that Adam lived in paradise? It's very simple. He had no mother-in-law. Paradise. Some of you got that. Believe it or not, Tracy gave me that one for the joke of the day. You know.
You have your own car here today, right?
Yes, I do. Amen. This morning, I want to spend our time talking about faith. What it is and what it's not. But more importantly to us, what happens when our faith fails? What do we do? I'll give you a little example. Let's say you needed to send an important letter. You sit down at your laptop and you type it out. You proofread it. You run spell check and make sure everything looks good. You print it out. You fold it neatly. You stick it into the envelope. And you put the envelope into the mailbox. Or scenario number two. You just quickly grab a pen, you find some lined paper in one of the drawers in your house, you scribble a quick but sincere note on it, you fold it up, you put it in the envelope, but this time you put a stamp on that envelope before you put it in the mailbox. Which letter is going to get delivered? The one with the stamp. Amen? We need to think of our prayers as that letter, but that stamp is the faith that gets it delivered. Amen? You can pray the most eloquent prayers, but if it doesn't have the stamp of faith on it, it's not going to go very far. Amen? Let's look in Genesis chapter 12. We're going to start right at verse 1. Now the Lord had said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. In the Bible, we think about faith. We can't help but think about Abraham. Abraham and faith go hand in hand when we think about the scriptures. Faith is that identifying mark of the believer. We were actually known as believers before we were known as Christians even. Amen? It wasn't until the book of Acts when the first time the word Christian was ever used. So as followers of Christ, we were known as believers before Christians. This was simply the testimony of their faith. John chapter 6, verse 29. Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he, God, has sent. This is our duty, what Jesus is saying, that we believe in him, that we believe in Christ in whom God sent. That is our Christian duty. Do you know what the greatest sin is? It's unbelief. The greatest sin is unbelief. That is the only sin that will keep you out of heaven. That is the only sin that can't be forgiven. Unbelief, the greatest sin. John chapter 3, verse 18. Jesus said, he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Unbelief. You can say a million nice things about me, but the moment you say, you just can't believe him though. All of those nice things are wiped out and my character is now damaged, right? But you just can't believe him. Now think of that in the terms of God. Think of that in the terms of our precious Lord. You can say a bunch of nice and wonderful things about him, but the worst thing you could ever do is not believe him. Amen? What is this? This is his word. And to not believe him is to not believe what's in this book. How he says we are supposed to live. How he says we're supposed to conduct ourselves. How he talks about how we're to treat one another. When we fail to do that, that's unbelief. The worst thing we could ever do to God is not believe him. So the Christian walk is to be one of faith. There's four pieces of scripture in the Bible: Habakkuk 2:4, Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, and Hebrews 10:38. All four of those verses say the same exact thing. The just shall live by what? Faith. The just shall live by faith. Four verses throughout scripture saying the same exact thing. You think God's trying to tell us something? The just shall live by faith. To have victory as a Christian is not by trying. It's by trusting. Amen? In order for us to have victory in our walk, in our daily walk, our short-term, long-term, it doesn't matter. It's not by trying. It's simply by trusting. Now, I'm not saying we're not to do things, but what I am saying is that we are not to do them on our own, in our own strength, in our own ability. We are to work for God, but in his strength and in his ability. We're not to try to do things on our own. Matthew chapter 9, verse 29. Then Jesus touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be to you. Our faith determines our success in our Christian walk. Amen? Our faith determines our success. Jesus said, according to your faith, let it be to you. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, to please God. For he who comes to God must first believe that he is, number one, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We cannot please God without faith. Now, there is no doubt we are living in very, very dark days. Amen. We see innocent bloodshed. We see hatred and violence. Just dark, dark days. So the question is, how do we get through these days? How do we get by? I believe we see that answer in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. How do we get through these dark days? It's simply by trusting. Not by trying. Not by trying to get through on our own. It is by faith. Trusting in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now in this study, I want to look a little bit deeper at this great man of faith, Abraham. And the first thing I want us to see is the origin of faith. The origin of faith. Go back to our original text in Genesis chapter 12. Right there in verse 1. It says, now the Lord had said to Abram. That's the answer right there. Very simply put, the Lord had said. Faith begins with the word of God. Plain and simple. What's the difference between Bible faith and human willpower? Go back one chapter to Genesis chapter 11. Now, in Genesis chapter 11, we read about mankind's attempt to reach heaven on their own. This is a story of the Tower of Babel. Now, the Tower of Babel is actually the Bible's first example of organized religion. Religion, by definition, means our attempt to reach heaven. Religion is not of God. Amen? Plain and simple. Religion is man's attempt to reach heaven. The Tower of Babel is the first example that we see of organized religion. The first actual example of religion is found in Cain. Cain and Abel, the story of Cain and Abel. God required a sacrifice or an offering. And Cain tilled the ground. He was a farmer and he presented this beautiful bounty. He said, Lord, look what I have done for you. What was that? That was his attempt to try to earn God's favor to get to heaven. Cain is the first example of religion. The Tower of Babel is the first example of organized religion. Now, in Genesis chapter 11, verse 4, listen to what they said. And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. Now you see the gist of that language. Now go back to Genesis 12, verse 1. Now the Lord had said to Abraham, or Abram, get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. The Lord said, I will. 5 different times. Do you see the difference? Faith is rooted in the words of God, plain and simple. In Genesis 11, 4, it said, let us make a name for ourselves. Mankind trying to build this tower to reach heaven, trying to earn their way up to heaven themselves. Let us make a name for ourselves. Let me ask you a question. Can any of you name one person that was there at the Tower of Babel? Let us make a name for ourselves, and yet we don't know any single person that was there. But yet, we all know the name of Abraham, don't we? Why? Because God established that name. How? Through Abraham's faith. Plain and simple. Faith is what makes the difference. Now, there's a couple things that we need to know about Abraham. First and foremost, Abraham was a pagan living in the land of Ur of the Chaldeans. Now, we need to understand that Ur in the land of the Chaldeans is also known as Babylon. Babylon is the center of paganism, right? It's the center of idolatry. And the Bible tells us that God spake to this pagan. And by faith, Abraham heard. Abraham believed, and Abraham followed. Something else about Abraham. The Bible tells us here in chapter 12 that Abraham was 75 years old. So what do these two things tell us? It doesn't matter how old you are, how long you've been living in sin, how bad you've been, God still loves you, and God still has a purpose for your life. This man was a pagan living in Babylon for 75 years, away from God. But God still loved him just as much as he loves you and I. And he had a purpose, he had a plan for Abraham's life, just like he does for every single one of us. Amen. Now, as we talk about faith, it's also important for us to know what faith is not. Amen. Faith is not positive thinking. Now, I love positivity. I love positive thinking. There's nothing wrong with either one, but they're just not faith, right? Faith is also not following a hunch or hoping for the best. Not that either one of those things are bad either. They're just not faith. Faith begins where? In the Word of God. Plain and simple. Romans 10:17 tells us, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The Word of God. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God, plain and simple. This is why going to a Bible study and coming to church is so important. That allows us to pray and ask God to speak to us. How? Through His Word. Allowing God to speak to us through His Word. Faith is rooted in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen? We need to understand that. Now, I want to clarify a little something here. Faith does not mean that we understand everything, right? Abraham didn't know two important things. He didn't know why, and he didn't know where. Hebrews chapter 11, that great chapter on faith. Hebrews 11, 8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And when he went out, not knowing where he was going. Can you imagine that? You are an established man with a family, and you know, you've built up a great amount of wealth. You're now 75 years old. And someone tells you to pack everything up, leave your family behind, and just start going, and I'll tell you where later. How many of us would listen? We think at the age of 75, we're putting it on cruise control, right? That wasn't God's purpose for Abraham. He had something much, much greater. Abraham didn't know, but he still obeyed. And faith is obeying God's word regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the consequences. Amen? That's the origin of faith, God's word. Now, secondly, I want us to consider the obligation of faith. The obligation. The origin is the word of God. But the obligation of faith is to separate ourselves from sin. Amen? If we say we have faith in Christ, then our obligation is to do what? Is to separate ourselves from sin. God is holy and righteous. And if we say we have faith in Him and we want to draw closer to Him, what do we have to do? We have to put separation between us and sin. Genesis 12:1 again, our original text. Remember what God said. The Lord said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. God was simply saying, get out that I may bring you in. Get out that I may bring you in. Faith brings us out of the things of this world. Those things that tangle us up. Those things that make us trip and slip and fall. Our faith brings us out of those things of this world. The problem today is that too many want to live in the land of faith and the land of the flesh at the same time. There's a problem there. You cannot have true faith until you're willing to separate from sin. Until you're willing to separate from the flesh. Remember, the flesh is our old sinful nature. When the Bible talks about the flesh, it's talking about that old sinful nature. And we have to separate ourselves from that in order for us to have true faith. Bottom line is that we cannot live a double life and please God. Light and darkness cannot abide together. We have to choose whether we are going to walk by faith, whether we are going to walk in the light, or whether we're going to walk after the flesh in darkness. That's our choice. God is never going to force us to go one way or the other. He gave us a free will to choose to walk by faith or to walk after the world. Plain and simple. So if you want faith, you have to clean your heart. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. God says, "Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." Did you catch that? Lest there be in you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Unbelief is not intellectual. Unbelief is moral. Amen? It doesn't come from the mind, it comes from the heart. That's what God is telling us here. It's a heart of unbelief. It's a choice that we've chosen to live and we've let it sink down into our heart. Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 1. "Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight." Now, to understand this verse, we have to understand the Apostle Paul, man after my own heart, was a fan of sports, right? And in his day, they had the Colosseum. And what he was trying to do was have us picture being in the middle of the Colosseum, surrounded by all these people just watching us. And he was using that as an analogy for our faith. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Who are those witnesses? All the great men and women of faith who've gone on before us. They're up in heaven watching us, watching over us. "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." And here's the key. "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." Friends, if you want faith, just simply look in one direction, unto Jesus Christ. And when you do, get rid of all those things that weigh you down. All those things in the world that trip us up, you've got to lay them aside. Doesn't matter what it is. It can be gossip. It can be this. It can be that. Lay it aside and keep your eyes fixed on Jesus Christ. Plain and simple. Now, we struggle with faith, don't we? We all do. Every single one of us. If you're struggling with faith, let me make a suggestion for you. Repent. Repent. 1 John 3:21. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, then we have confidence towards God. Now we have to understand that in the opposite. If our heart condemns us, then we no longer have confidence in God. Let me give you an example. Say you went out all night long partying and got wasted. Your spouse was at home taking care of the baby. And then early in the morning, you're wasted. You've been out all night. You get word that your baby is deathly sick. So you rush home and you tell your spouse, we need to pray for our baby. You see the problem there? You cannot pray until your heart is clean. Amen? It's your heart that condemns you at that point. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in that position where someone that I love dearly is in need of prayer and I'm not right with God to pray. Amen? It's a heart condition. If we're struggling with faith, I recommend you drop to your knees, repent of your sins, because there's something there blocking it. The origin of faith is the Word of God, but the obligation of faith is for us to separate ourselves from the sin, separate ourselves from this world and our flesh, that old sin nature. We cannot straddle the fence with living in the land of faith and living in the land of the flesh at the same time. Friends, we have to make a heart choice and repent.